The first reading is a reading from the beginning of the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the holy ones and the faithful brothers and sisters in Christ in Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love that you have for all the holy ones because of the hope reserved for you in heaven. Of this you have already heard through the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you. Just as in the whole world it is bearing fruit and growing, so also among you. From the day you heard it and came to know the grace of God in truth, as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow slave, who is a trustworthy minister of Christ on your behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. The word of the Lord. I trust in the mercy of God forever. I trust in the mercy of God forever. I, like a green olive tree in the house of God, trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I trust in the mercy of God forever. I will thank you always for what you have done and proclaim the goodness of your name before your faithful ones. I trust in the mercy of God forever. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "To the other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judah. The Gospel of the Lord. And so as we begin the letter to the Colossians, we see that Paul says, we've been praying for you because we have heard. And then he talks about these people of faith, hope, and love. Where he sets in, we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, the love you have for the holy ones, and the hope reserved for you in heaven. So here's these people living the three theological virtues. So in our own lives, we've got to think, is that what people could say about this? You know what I heard about you? I heard that you're a person of faith, of hope, and of love. Is that true? Because I've been praying. So again, if people were to talk about us, and you know they do, what do they say? Are we people of faith, hope, and love? And if not, then let's strive to be that. More and more each day. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Stand and pray. We pray as always for our Holy Father, Pope Francis. We pray for all